Here with WWL Scoot, as he gets ready to come back on the radio after a horrible accident that left him bloodied, bruised, and injured. Scoot, first and foremost, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, Dave. You know, I got to the point where I'm a little disappointed because, you know, after it happened and after I left the hospital and got home, like the next day, I felt better, and the next day I felt even better. Well, now I've reached this point where I'm not going to feel that much better that quickly. It's just going to take time. But yeah, I'm doing okay.
A lot of people sending their well wishes and worried about you, so we're glad to hear that. This all happened, wow, a week ago. Thursday night, you'd gone out to have a good time, and it ended up being a very bad time.
Yeah, it did. And I still, you know, it's ironic that my apartment looks down on the very corner where this happened.
You were almost home.
I can't pass by my window without looking down on that corner. In fact, you know, when after the hit, and I mean, I felt it. I felt the impact. But then I felt like something really hard had hit me, and then I was blacked out, so I didn't know what it was. And then I wake up, I come to, and there's people gathering around me, people who are saying, you know, I said, well, look, let me just get up. I just live two blocks away. I could just walk home. They go, no, you're not going anywhere. So there's a lot of blood, and I couldn't walk. So, it was my traditional night going to 80s night in the quarter. In fact, I was coming back a little earlier than I usually do. But I've learned a lesson from this, and I thought I'd learned my lesson last time something happened to me. But I think the other thing to consider, Dave, is that I spend so much time walking around that the chance of something happening to me is greater than the chance of it happening to somebody else who doesn't walk around that much.
You're a pedestrian more often.
Yeah, I don't drive very often. So if you drive a lot, the chances of you getting into a car accident are greater than my chances of getting into a car accident just because of the sheer amount of time, percentage of time that you spend doing something. So, I try to find meaning in everything, and I look for, you know, what is the true meaning in this? And I think I'm learning that I need to be even more vigilant. And I, as much as I enjoy walking, I like to get out. I like to walk. I like to look at people in the scenery as I go by. I need to spend much, much, much less time, regardless of the time of day or night, as a pedestrian.
But you're almost blaming yourself as the victim. You were just crossing the street, Scoot.
Well, I was, but again, then you that's the chance that you take. The corner of Bourbon and Canal was kind of blocked. And because that's a big pickup spot for Uber, Lyft, and cabs. So there were cars kind of lined up. So the intersection was blocked. And then so other people were crossing, and I'm crossing. And then just around, there's this slight opening, and two bikes, but one in particular just comes flying around. And I could see enough and sense enough to where, okay, the guy's going to slow down. I mean, that's how quickly your mind can work. And then, boom. And as soon as I was hit, I had enough sense at that moment to go, you son of a bitch hit me. I can't believe it. And then that's the last thing I remember with that. But I was saying,
when you came to, how far were you from where you had been crossing the street?
I appear to have been about, if this happened in the intersection, I was across the intersection, and I was in the middle of the intersection where the streetcar runs on Canal. So I'm going to say 40 feet.
The impact knocked you 40 feet?
Well, or I could have, unless I got up immediately and staggered to that point, but that's where I remember waking up. But
do you feel lucky to be alive?
Oh my God, Dave, so fortunate. And as bad as this is for me, I feel so fortunate. And even if I didn't die, and I feel lucky to be alive, even if I didn't die, so many other things could have gone wrong. I mean, the abrasions on my face were superficial. I mean, I have two stitches. I mean, I could have hit my head in a way. I could have, so many things could have happened. I could have had internal injuries. I have, you know, fractures in my ankle, and I have a bone that chipped in my knee. And while it's painful, my God, so much else could have gone wrong. So I truly feel blessed and fortunate to be alive.
Yeah, it's times like this when people tend to take stock of what they have, yeah. who they are, their lives. Yeah. Have you been that reflective and kind of looking at your life and maybe saying, what lessons have I learned? But not only that, but just how gracious yeah. and wonderful it is to be alive.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, obviously, I feel like I've got a hell of a lot of life left to live, because that could have been a moment when it ended. And yes, I tend to be, you know, my son used to always make fun of me because I would always try to find meaning in the movie. And I remember one particular movie, Jim Carrey, The Mask. And so we're leaving the movie. I'm going, you know the message, don't you? You know the message of this movie? You know, be yourself, and you don't need a mask. You don't need to hide behind a mask to be who you really are inside. He goes, Dad, do you have to find a message in everything? And yeah, I mean, I kind of look for those messages. And one of them is I'm not going to be on my feet as much. I'm not going to let this stop me from living. But I also realize that I'm here for a purpose. There is an opportunity to talk about what happened, not just because it's about me, but because it reflects other people who this has happened to, who maybe don't have my platform.
They still haven't caught this hit-and-run motorcyclist who could have killed you. He didn't know if you were alive or not and fled the scene.
Well, I'm sure he fled. Well, you know, the photos from the crime scene cameras in the corner are blurry because NOPD said he was going so fast. So, you know, that's not the kind of guy that's gonna stop. But yeah, I could have been dead, and he wouldn't have cared. That appears to be the case. Now, there is at least one tip into Crime Stoppers about this person. And the first person I contacted was a commander, Nick Ernan at 8th District. And he was just, you know, very helpful. And he said, you know, you never know how he says sometimes it takes a while, but, you know, we'll continue to follow any leads that we get. There were a lot of witnesses. I mean, when people were gathering around me telling me, you're not going anywhere, we're calling an ambulance, don't move. People were coming up and they were going, yeah, the guy just got hit by his motorcycle, was going about 45. I mean, this is what I remember hearing from the people standing around me. I don't know how fast it was going, but this was their impression. There were many eyewitnesses, but I don't know who those people are. And they could very well have been tourists in town.
You want this guy to get caught, obviously.
I do.
You want revenge?
I do,
or you want justice? Or how would you describe your emotions about that?
Well, yeah, I want justice. I mean, I want this. Whoever did this should pay the price. This is going to end up costing me money. I mean, I have insurance, but that doesn't matter. And this is costing me so much at this point in my career, because I had so many things scheduled for this week and this weekend and next week in association with Mardi Gras, stuff that I was going to do for the show on the air, stuff that I was going to do for our WWL Radio Facebook page and for our website. So this really did rob me of a lot of things, not the least of which I'm dealing with is the pain. I mean, this is a very, if this has happened to anybody, this is a painful thing. And, you know, nothing really totally takes the pain away, so I'm just working on being comfortable right now. But yeah, I want him. I would love to have him caught, because the person who did this, he might do it again. I mean, this is a form of criminal behavior, and I don't know what this person's life is like, but this is a form of criminal behavior, and so this is a crime. Police, NOPD classified it as hit and run with injury. And people should not get away with this kind of stuff.
Scoot, we look forward to hearing you on your show this afternoon as you return to share more with your listeners here on WWL. Thanks, man. Hang in there, and we're glad that you're at least on the road to recovery.
Yeah, and Dave, I want to thank everybody. I mean, the people who have reached out to me through my Facebook page, through WWL, the people who have reached out to me on my my phone, the people who know me and have my number. I mean, I am just, I am so amazed by the outpouring of support and thoughts and prayers that I just, you know, I'm blown away by it. And I want to thank all of you. And I'm looking forward to being back on the air this afternoon.
Scoot, good talking to you. Glad you're on the road to recovery. And we thank you for everything you do. Hang in there, man. We'll hear from you this afternoon here on WWL. Okay.